Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Payton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Jefferson City Council is our councilperson Dave Sloan here joining us. So thank you very much, sir, for being on.
Well, thanks for having me, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, first of all, Dave, I know that there was a very short city council agenda last night, and Ken Paxton, the community development director for GCDC, was at the meeting last night and gave a quarterly up report as well as a funding request of which the city council did approve. Can you tell us again, you know, why the city council continues to support an entity like GCDC?
Well, I think they do a lot of good things. I mean, Ken has a lot of contacts that he brings to the council and stuff. He has actually brought a lot of things to the table. Now, whether or not we've got to get him to fruition is another thing, but he's a pretty valuable tool for us to try to economically grow the county and the cities of Greene County.
Now, something else that the council did ultimately approve was a proposal to demolish four houses in the city. Can you tell us who the contractor was that the city agreed to and why the city wanted to go with this process of taking down some houses?
Yeah, we approved Andy Murphy Excavating to do the demo. He is also doing the Pizza Ranch demo on the inside. He's worked with the city extensively and his bids are extremely competitive. These are houses that our building inspector and engineers have deemed they can't really be rebuilt. They're so far gone and they're eyesores, and we're going to take them down. Those lots will be available for new construction at a later date if need be.
Okay, and then also the council did approve a hotel motel grant application last night. Can you give us the details about what that application was for and how much of a grant the city awarded to that project?
We awarded $3,000, and it is for a City of Jefferson sign on the East Corridor, which would be out around the cemetery area. They won't put anything up until we get the final plan for our East Corridor, and then we'll go out and find an exact spot for them. They have agreed to wait for that time. So as soon as we get that finalized, which should be in the next month or so, I would imagine, we'll know more about where that's exactly going to go.
And who filled out the application? And again, you said it was for a City of Jefferson sign. Do you know any more specific details than that?
I believe the Lincoln Highway Association guys, it's going to have some stuff for the Lincoln Highway on it also. I believe it's a four-panel sign, but it'll predominantly be for the City of Jefferson.
Since you do sit on that committee that reviews all the applications, can you give us, reiterate some information for us about what kind of process, if there's somebody else out there that would like to apply for a grant through hotel motel tax?
Sure. It's for nonprofits, I believe, and you pick up the application here at City Hall. The application process is still open, I think, till the 1st of October. I can't remember exactly sure. So if somebody wants to put in a grant application, they can still do it. And then we will review all the grant applications. I'm thinking there's probably somewhere around $100,000 that we'll try to award throughout the process, but I'm not absolutely sure on that money wise. So,
and then also one last thing that the city council did discuss and then table their decision whether or not they will verbally commit to the project is an update from the animal shelter. Now, you get the luxury of also being a part of the animal shelter steering committee. So could you give us an update, Dave, about where the animal shelter project now sits?
The county supervisors did agree to help us with the ongoing budget of $15,000 a year after it's built. Huge, huge plus for us. It's extremely important for us to have the county on board. The city council right now has somewhat verbally committed to everything. We are waiting to see what our building's going to cost us. We do have a plan with Morton Builders right now. They haven't got back a hold of me. I'm hoping within 2 weeks we will be able to get a lockdown, a commitment from the city. I don't see any problem with that. Biggest thing is getting the building built, which we're going to try to do privately and donate it back to the city. We're going to use PAWS, we're considering there. Those ladies have worked awful hard throughout the year, and they deserve it, and the people of Jefferson deserve a better facility than what we have. It's just getting totally inadequate.
Now, when this whole kind of issue came about a few months ago now, and you had proposed putting a building out at the West Business Park for GCDC, is that still where you're kind of targeting where that facility is going to go?
Yeah, it's going to be in the exact same spot out behind AAI. It's probably the least desirable land to build on for a business out there. It's kind of down a little slope and stuff, but it would work great for an animal shelter.
Now, what's the difference between what was originally proposed, again, months back now, to what you're proposing today?
Basically, we've cut the building down to get the cost down. I just want people to remember that we're going to try to get this built privately. So it's not going to be on the taxpayers, we're hoping. Plan is with Morton's is the same size building. We've gone from a block building to a metal building, and we've cut some of the equipment down inside. We've taken the concrete from the parking lots. We'll white rock those for a while, and we're going to have to stop the animal park for just a little bit until we can get up and running and on board.
All right, and finally, Dave, being a part of the committee, having gone through this really long process to get to the point of where you're at right now, what's been the best thing that you can point to as far as the development process and where you're at today?
Actually, I think the most impressive thing I have is the people that started on this committee are still committed to it, and they're still working really hard. The ladies from PAWS have been excellent to work with. The supervisors have been nice to work with. Don Orris is back on board. He's going to help us with our fundraising. That was one of our concerns. Don knows how to do the fundraising, and we don't. I'm working with a great committee. They've done things for me that I couldn't have accomplished myself.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. It's Dave Sloan, our council person, joining us about the city council meeting last night. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.